So can I be happy without spirituality? And if I am satisfied with science, do I need to go towards spirituality? Yes. It's a valid question. First thing is that I may have the emotion of happiness sometimes in my life, even without being spiritual. But what exactly is happiness? Who is happy? If I stick to a materialistic vision of life, then what does that materialistic vision of life mean? That I am simply made of the chemicals that comprise my body. And now the chemicals don't have any emotions. Now when a mother sees her baby, she feels so much love for the baby. If we stick to a materialistic vision of life, what is that love? That love is nothing more than the generation of certain chemicals in certain areas of the brain. Now if in a laboratory, certain chemicals move from one beaker to another beaker, would we say, oh, there is love over here? No, the flow of chemicals is not love. So if the flow of chemicals from one beaker to another beaker in a chemical laboratory does not comprise love, similarly, the flow of chemicals in the brain from one place to another place doesn't comprise love. So we may say whether it is love or whether it is happiness, if we have a non-spiritual, if we have a materialistic worldview, there is no explanation for what is happiness. Who is happy? Because chemicals or atoms and molecules, they are ultimately inert. They are inert, they are insentient. There is no question of them being happy or unhappy. So it is, if we are not having a spiritual dimension to our life, we may temporarily, presently feel happy. But we have no understanding of what is happiness and who is it that is being happy. It's like if I am doing a mathematics sum, if I do the whole sum accurately, but if I get the first step wrong, then all my accuracy in the subsequent steps is not of much use. It's hard work, it's intelligent work, but without the first step right, things don't move forwards. So similarly, without spirituality, for some time in our life, we can be happy. But that happiness is very superficial. Sometimes when a small child is there in a family, and then the parents or the relatives want to have the fun with that child, then what do? They may just go to the belly of the child and start tickling the child. And when you tickle the child may start the child may start laughing. But is that happiness? You know, if tickling were happiness, then all of us could have for ourselves a perpetual tickling machine. You know, and with our own perpetual tickling machine, we'll be happy throughout our life. So that is very superficial. Happiness is an emotion that comes from within. It is not just something that can be generated by tickling a part of a body. This is, we understand that tickling may produce some laughing, but that is not happiness. Happiness is something very deeper, much deeper. So similarly, chemical stimulation is not happiness. So what happiness is something which we understand when we turn towards life's spiritual side. Now, Albert Einstein said that we can talk about the ethical foundation of science, but we cannot talk about the scientific foundation of ethics. We can talk about the ethical foundation of science. That means, is science being used for good purposes, or are some people manufacturing nuclear weapons for mass destruction? So you can talk about ethical or unethical uses of science, but we can't talk about the scientific foundation of ethics. Ethics is something which is outside science. So primarily three things. Now what is right, what is wrong? That is the question of ethics. Then the question of purpose. What are we meant to achieve ultimately in life? What is it that is going to make us happy? What is happiness? How are we to achieve happiness? So a question about ethics, question about purpose, and question about origin. Origin is where we came from. So where we came from, what are right and wrong choices, and where we are meant to go. Questions about origin, value, and purpose. These are questions which are outside the scope of science. So we can live with science and you may think, I am satisfied without it. But as I quoted Martin Luther King, said, we have guided missiles and misguided men. So one of the biggest problems in life today for many people especially in the Western world, is that people have no sense of purpose to their lives. In India, because we are relatively, even now, a poor country which is growing, for many people the struggle for existence is itself the struggle for getting a job, struggle for developing a career, that itself is a big thing. But for many people in the West, the pleasures of life that they have looked forward to, that had dangled before them, they have enjoyed all the things. What next? There is nothing more left to do in life. There is a haunting sense of purposelessness. So Alfred North Whitehead, he said that, he's a prominent Western thinker, he said, what are we? Are we nothing more than just electrons moving around aimlessly and endlessly? Are we nothing more than just electrons moving around aimlessly and endlessly, round and round and round and round? Is that all that is there to our life? So what more is there to our life? That we learn from spirituality. So what is happiness? How to achieve happiness? And what is the origin, our own origin? What is the values? What are right and wrong? And what is purpose? All this we learn from spirituality. Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah.